The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Waiting for your laugh.
I'm just waiting for one of these times to fall out of the chair when you do that. That's all.
It's Sunday once again.
Yes, it is.
And it is August 30th. One more day in August, and then we will be in September. I am here.
Maybe. You never know.
Keep your fingers crossed. I am here in the great state of Jefferson. And with me is that ball of endless energy, that immovable object, that unstoppable force of nature. Who does all the heavy lifting? My sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our other team member, the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection with more powerful than high-speed downloads, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning. What is going on, everybody?
And
last but not least, Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all-around great gal, 7th Dan Samurai Ninja Panic Button Master.
Happy National Toasted Marshmallow Day.
I guess that means we have s'mores tonight, whether we like it or not.
It could mean a lot of things.
Wow. Well, we're back. It's Sunday once again. You can tune into 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, or you can call into the chat room. Or
you can call into the chat room?
You can call into the studio, or you can go to the chat room. If you want to call the studio, it's 530-605-4567. And you can go to the chat room, kcnr1460.com. And I'm going to open that up here. I was kind of fooling with my computer. What's new? I swear, this is crazy.
Okay, before we get anywhere, we have a few things that I got to get out there. The gun safe, remember, Mr. Wilkinson, Dick, was calling in and selling tickets for us for the Veterans Home.
You guys going to make the drawing now?
We made the drawing, and Chris Ochoa won the gun safe. So we already called him, and he'll be happy with that. We also have a couple supporters and sponsors. One is Northern Roots. We also have North State House Buyers.
And we have Luke Pearson Construction as well.
Do you have his phone number so we can get it out?
Yeah, we need to get that out there. He's been helping us for a while, and we need to get him out here on the radio and talk about his business because it's a great construction business, and he's a great guy.
Yeah, and so is North State House Buyers. So if you want to buy, sell, or know anybody that needs to sell their house and are moving along, downsizing or whatever, it's a locally owned business, you can reach them at 530-364-4787.
All righty then.
Yeah, and if anybody else would like to help out, sponsor, support us, you can give us a call at 530-221-0101.
All righty then. Domine Bisco. Spirito Santo.
Biscotti.
Domino Biscotti. So, another week with a target rich environment as usual. And I don't even know where to start, you know. I mean, I really
There's
don't.
There's just so it's, much sick stuff going on. That's all I got to say.
Off the charts, everything. I don't got anything keyed up. this moment, but
I figured you would.
So go ahead and you get started, and I'll do a little homework and see where you're going with stuff, and then we'll go from there.
All right, so I'm going to do a breakdown on the 17-year-old kid because we've been seeing a lot of
things.
We're
talking about Written something? What's his name? Written?
Kyle Written.
And, Rittenhouse?
Rittenhouse, thank you. I knew it was Written something.
And I went over the video. I've watched way too many hours of all these things, but what it comes down to is he had three separate instances where the first guy, let me see, I've got his information right here. Somewheres.
It happens.
All right, so the first guy... All right, I'm not going to go through his name right now, but the first guy that he ended up shooting had already had three separate occasions where he was seen on video harassing the kid. In fact,
right.
Going to the point to where he was saying, shoot me, and word, shoot me.
Right.
And repeating that over and over.
So he was egging him on.
Well, and it wasn't just that. So later on, this guy started trying to attack him and started going through.
Physically.
And it's throwing things at him. And at first, it looked like a Molotov cocktail. So a lot of people were saying that for the item that he threw at the kid. No, it wasn't. It was a bag with something in it. We don't know what was in it. But he ended up throwing that at this kid. And this kid he's a little overweight. He's a little chubby. Doesn't run real fast.
He looked like a Boy Scout.
Yeah. He ended up having this guy run up on him and was right up on him, clearly taller than him, and was trying to reach for his gun. So the kid shot him. And at the same time as the kid shot him, there were several other shots that were being fired back in that area in the direction towards the people that were filming the thing. However, those were not Kyle's shots. So you had several people there with guns. The kid ended up living about 30 minutes away from where that location was. He had actually worked in that city and was also helping to get rid of graffiti.
Yeah,
off of the
earlier in the day, he was actually doing some civic service for the community to try to, you know, like you say, get rid of graffiti and a few other things. I know he was doing several things, but
yep.
So keep going.
And so earlier he had been interviewed by, I believe it was Eric Schaefer, and he had... ended up saying that he's not there against the protest. He's there to provide medical aid. He's there to protect a family business that's there and just help keep the peace and help anybody that needs it. And, in fact, he can be seen in that video helping some of the Black Lives Matter supporters that were hurt.
And he's a certified EMT, I heard, too, as well, or a medical technician. I don't know the exact term, but he was certified to help people with medical conditions. And he was actually going around trying to help some of the guys that were hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, his job was as a lifeguard, so you have to know those things in order to do it.
Right.
And so he had that instance take place. And then you have a kid that turns around, shot a guy. Call up the cops right afterwards and say, hey, I just shot somebody, and this is the situation, and I've seen some of the reports from the actual detective that was on the case. He said that the guy was reaching for the gun, and he was right up on him, was trying to attack him, and it was pretty clear self-defense.
Well, and the other guys that were there, you know, the media initially reported that they had a cell phone in his hand, and there's a clear picture that he was carrying a pistol.
Yeah.
So you got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt at this point. I mean, they're charging him with murder. I can't see any way, shape, or form that this guy doesn't get off on this charges, because with the violence that has been going on, and, I mean, we've all seen the clips of him hitting the cops, and I saw one this morning where the guy throws a big metal object into this cop's head.
A
ring. Mm-hmm. And all the stuff that they've been doing, beating people senseless, they've actually killed a couple of people or more.
Yep.
And if you're not a little bit afraid for your life with these guys out there, because quite frankly, they're insane.
Well, let's get into this and let's finish up this assessment before I go off on my rant.
Okay. Okay, I didn't mean to head you off the pass, but.
Okay, so here's the thing. We have a instance to where all of this mob started chasing him after he tried to stay there. He was actually trying to dress the guy's wounds that he shot, and he was trying to help him.
Right.
And then the mob comes and starts saying, get him, that's the guy, starts chasing him. Then he gets attacked, falls on the ground after he gets hit in the back of the head by one of the guys he didn't shoot. got hit in the back of the head, falls on the ground. Guy with a skateboard comes up and hits him in the head. And I actually, from looking at the videos, I think that action of that guy being present and attacking him saved his life right there. Because what ended up taking place is the guy was on the opposite side of the kid that was hitting him in the head with a skateboard, and he had the pistol that he was planning on executing this kid in the street with. And so you have this instance to where he gets hit in the head with the skateboard, the guy goes for his gun, he shoots that guy in the chest, and then the other guy comes up on him with the gun, delays, lags for a second, while Kyle comes back up. Kyle doesn't shoot him because he doesn't look like he's going to end up pulling the gun over and shooting him at that point. And then the guy goes to try to kick him in the head to shoot him. And he shoots the guy in the arm. The kid has mm-hmm. cheat codes to be able to hack. That's an amazing shot.
Right.
But there's also the case of who are the three other individuals who were there, and let's get into that. So Huber was the guy that was shot in the chest. In 2012, he had charges including domestic violence, use of a dangerous weapon, strangulation, suffocation, false imprisonment, and battery. Clearly an upstanding citizen.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. No problem with that one. Okay.
And our guy's a Boy Scout.
Yeah, I can't see exactly how, but all three of these individuals are all sexual predators, one with a minor in two states. The other guy also had domestic violence charges. The guy who had a gun was a felon. I guess your gun control laws there are working real great.
Yeah, they are.
And can we just talk about this for a minute? He shot three people. And of the three of them, all of them were felons, sexual abusers, and otherwise. I mean, I'm kind of seeing like maybe Black Lives Matter has a problem with the cops because they're terrible people.
Because they're criminals?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're criminals, and the real deal is, if he hadn't defended himself, he probably wouldn't be here.
You are more than correct on that.
So,
and that's his constitutional right to defend himself.
Well, you
himself.
Have the right to defense, but what we've got is we've got the DAs or whoever's charging him, they're becoming lawless too. It's becoming known that they're being paid off by certain people, you know. And I'm just going to bring up one example of what I'm talking about here in the state of California. Okay, this is a lawless in California. DA says cops must consider if looters needed the stolen property before they can charge them. Now, think about that for a second.
Yeah, if I need it and I take it from you at any particular force or however I want, it's okay.
So it's coming to everybody's attention that Soros has been buying the DAs and helping them get elected. And so they're in the tank, a lot of these, not all of them. But how can you even say something like that if you are for law and order? How can you even say that, if they need it, it's all loot? It's like, theft is okay as long as you need it.
Right.
Okay, well, I need $1 million right now. So if I go down to the bank and draw on everybody and everybody hits the floor and give me all your money because I needed it, that's legal?
No. Not for you, not for me, not for him. Not
I need
for
a burger. I need some clothes. I
need
a new
work
car.
That way, guys.
I would love to have a Lamborghini. I need that.
Well, there's wants and then there's needs.
So in regards to what we were talking about there a minute ago, point and case, and this should wake everybody up if you are not already woke. Right-wing protester killed in Portland after Democrat mayor refused help. Antifa celebrates. We have an instance right here to where there was a rally that was taking place, and there was a patriot prayer.
And this was in Portland.
In Portland.
Yes.
A person wearing a patriot prayer hat. Somebody calls out and says, "We got a Trumper right here, right here." Guy walks up to him and executes him in the street.
Mm-hmm. Pops him twice.
Moments later, you have at the rally with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, the speaker says, "We just got word that a effing Trump supporter fascist was shot and killed," and they all celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And goes on to say, I'm not sad that a effing fascist died tonight, says a woman at the Antifa gathering in downtown Portland, as the crowd laughs and cheers. They say, we take care of our cities, and we will police them and take out the trash. At the same time this is going on, you have people like Nancy Pelosi saying that our president, Donald J. Trump, is a domestic terrorist, and that his supporters are domestic terrorists, and that Biden should not even debate him because he is too far out there. Well, I have news for you, Mrs. Nancy Pelosi. We elected him. We elected our duly elected representative to have our voice, and you are saying that over half of the country is not going to have representation in your eyes, in your sight. You are watching right now as people are being murdered in the streets for wearing a hat to support their president.
Well, what she's really saying is Biden won't come out of his cave because he's completely incompetent. And, you know, he's starting to look like he has the brain power of a cantaloupe. So it'll be Kamala and the cantaloupe running. And so they don't want to get out of the basement. They don't want to debate anybody. They don't, they're front running. You know, this is the first part of it to get out of the debates period because they can't ask the guy any questions. So with that, I guess we'll come back.
We do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4555. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Read and write. A child is black, a child is white. The whole world looks upon a sight, a beautiful sight. And now a child.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this dream rain goes, so come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to say.
And we're ready to start dancing here.
Yeah, but you never look at that song the same again, you know, anymore.
Now, I'm looking right now inside of my files, and I'm sure somebody can send it to me or I'll find it. About the guy that spoke at the Board of Supervisors this last meeting, who was a complete communist. And, I mean, if that didn't wake up the Board of Supervisors, that this guy spoke first, I mean, it's like, if we listen to this guy, and we'll find it, we'll get it in here today, that, and somebody, feel free to send it to me, put it on my Facebook at KCNR, or put it on
Facebook. Yeah, just put it on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
Mark
can pick
Kent,
it up.
Or on, go to the chat room, and you could put the link there, maybe, I don't know, or send it to me would probably be the easiest to email it to
use
me.
Use a space instead of a period before .com or whatever,
and that works.
And
then you just
copy paste
it,
read it as two words, and I can just replace it back the other direction.
Yeah. So somebody could get that to me. I'm still looking for it. I think it's completely eye opening as to what is going on with these guys, you know. And getting back to what we're talking about here, I wanted to expand on this DA. Now, this DA is down here in California, is from Contra Costa County. Her name is Diana Becton. She's a first-term Contra Costa County DA here in California. And she was brought in to punish law-abiding citizens while protecting law-breaking criminals is what it comes down to. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Because Soros gives thousands of dollars in donations to get these progressive leftist politicians elected in district attorney races so they can radically change the system from inside. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. It's like charging this kid for defending himself. I mean, you know, what they're going to do is punish their enemies and reward their friends. You know, so when this gal says, hey, the looters need to, you know, if they needed the stolen property, I mean, what's the problem? We can't charge them if they needed it.
Well, and people need to understand, we are so far away right now from the American dream and the America that our founding fathers set up. The government was established to protect negative rights. Your negative rights are your rights to your life, your free speech, your property, the rights of the Constitution. However, when you have somebody that says, well, if they needed it, they can take your property. That's not America, folks.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
Apparently, if they don't like you, they can take your life.
Well, yeah, that's how it works, isn't it? I mean, equal justice under the law, unless
on
you're
that side of the equation.
Any color but black?
Well, and the Kennesaw kid, like, some people are saying, oh, he's a racist. If he's a racist, he is the worst racist I've ever seen, because he only shot white people.
Well, no, it's a canard. It's a way to divide everybody. That's what this has been about all along. And it's like the George Floyd thing. When did it stop being about George Floyd? You know, no lives matter except Black Lives Matter. And then it doesn't matter even if it's a black life. What matters is Marxist lives matter. You know, that's really what we're talking about is bullies, Marxists, and liars. And they will use anything. They will lie about anything to get their agenda to take over. And we're starting to see that. I mean, people, even people who aren't paying attention are waking up to the reality and going, look, this is the problem. I live in Portland, and like I'm the mayor, but they came to my house, and so I have the right to protect myself because
I'm better than you are.
The mayor. But
well, not only did she shut down riots, she also shut down peaceful protests on her block and the block next door. And when she sent the police in to Portland originally, she disarmed them. She took away the police officers' guns and sent them into a violent situation. However, when they were outside of her home with 140 officers protecting this woman's home, they were all armed.
No, this isn't the one, Chad. Just letting you know. It's the other one with the kid, Joshua Brown. I'm looking for the one, the Joshua Brown one, not Jesse Lane. I'm looking for the one that was out and out just talking about being a Marxist.
We have people within our government right now which are undermining us at every stop, at every institution that we have within our country. This is as of today on the Daily Wire. Director of National Intelligence defends scaled back security briefings. Congress leaked info within minutes. Within minutes, you have the Congress, which is leaking the information.
Well, I mean, you know, Rand Paul, after he was accosted coming out of the Republican National Convention, said, this is something different. What's going on here? This is not just a bunch of protesters. These guys are being funded, and I'm paraphrasing. And it's like, yeah,
I'm glad it was you this time.
Sorry. Yeah, I think you catch my meaning if you get my drift.
Well, I mean, I don't know about drift, but it did have something to do with the smell.
Well, that's it. I posted a meme yesterday that is kind of goes along with that. It says the poop troop could be in a crap trap and. I mean, it's true, you know. I mean, so they're just now waking up there up in the halls of Congress in the Senate to the fact that we've got a communist insurgency going now?
They started it. They've been actively participating in it. Our school system is so far complicit and so far up the Marxist tree that it's not even funny. I mean, today's show, I want to say every curse word in the book just turned around looking at what's been going on and taking place right under our noses. So your teachers' unions, for all of the teachers, take our tax dollars and then pay the union dues to the teachers' union. The teachers' union then uses that money, according to Open Secrets, to elect Democratic representatives that are going to change the laws on the school system to the education system that we are actively against. We are not for Marxism and socialism. 3 years ago, it used to be that you could not be a member of the teachers' union if you were a member of the Communist Party or actively fought against the United States of America. They said, oh, we don't need that anymore. Go ahead and come on in. You can be a part of our teachers' union if you've actively fought against the United States of America or you're an open communist.
And that's happening across the board, not just with the teachers' union.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's straight across the board on all levels.
When you see it, too, it comes all the way down the line. There was 800 files recently released from a concerned teacher who had been teaching for 25 years, a black teacher, who released information about how they are putting Black Lives Marxist material into school systems across the nation. We are not talking 800 pages. We are talking 800 files from preschool through 12 years of age. And they are in these files are things that are saying all kinds of things like it takes a city to raise
a village
to raise a kid.
Well, you know my response to that. It takes a village to raise an idiot.
Pretty much.
Well, that's what they're doing. They want dumbed down village idiots that do whatever they're told.
And some of their platform is taken right off of the Black Panthers list. There's like 10 guidelines that they're introducing into the schools.
Within this material is justifying the Black Panthers' use of violence.
Mm-hmm.
Within this material is literally an application to the Communist Party.
Then there's a problem with that? Yeah. Because why?
Well, did you see, I think we mentioned it last.
They have nine-year-olds which are being taught and told as assignments to put together a protest. What are you protesting? Lasagna or steak?
Yeah. Well, did you see, I think we touched on it last week, where Tennessee is mandating that the parents sign a waiver that they won't be involved in the online teaching of their children.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want them watching it.
And look at what Trump is doing. Trump right now is trying to make it to where if your kid is in a school that you can't afford generally, but you want him to go to a different school, you can go to a different school. And that way the money follows the kid and you can actually have an education for your kid that you agree with. And right now you have Biden and Camilla, which are saying they're going to take away school vouchers. They're going to try to make it harder to homeschool, if not do away with entirely. They're going to go out and they're going to make it to where private schools and, what's the other one?
Charter schools.
Charter schools. They're going to go after them as well and make it more difficult for them
to get funding or anything. Yeah,
and
it's money.
Even within this information that they have, the information is also going into private schools as well because it's following the teachers, and the teachers are a big part of it is these teachers' conferences that these people are going off to, and it's not a small thing. By and large, the teachers are complicit within this, and I'm going to tell you, folks, you as parents are complicit for allowing this to happen to your child.
Yeah. And the teachers' union is one of the biggest unions across the United States.
Yeah, and according to Open Secrets, literally – across the board, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, they're all the way down. Not one Republican was given any money from your tax dollars that pay these teachers. They pay their dues, and it goes right into the DNC.
Right. And Black Lives Matter and all that good, wonderful stuff that the kids really need to be taught.
Well, and when you see people that are my generation, when you see these kids and they are indoctrinated, it's been going on for a very long time. In the 1930s, the Nazi Party had members that came over, and they started actually getting involved in our school system. And within the college system, I'm going to be doing something on that soon, and I'm hoping to have a special guest that I can't tell you about yet, but it would be a very, very big deal if we can get her on. But within our colleges, $1.6 billion has been donated from China to give China unfettered access to the college students, and they set up branches of these universities in other places, such as China, that are anti-American branches that none of us, if you saw the stuff that was being taught over there, I mean, we're literally talking death to America, and it's being funded.
Wow. That's crazy.
Again,
right now.
Follow the money. That's been going on for a long time. I remember back when I started homeschooling my youngest. That was the school system's biggest thing, was they were losing money per child if you pulled yours out and homeschooled. And that way it didn't go to their union or anything. And that was their biggest complaint for us parents as homeschooling, was that they couldn't get their money. So, that was the biggest complaint. I have to be careful. I want to say something else.
I'm just trying to find this video here real quickly, but I just can't seem to put my finger on it.
I wonder if you go to Board of Supervisors.
Well, I don't think it'll be on their website.
Well, it's supposed to have everything on there, right? I'm just saying it's supposed to.
Yeah, I was just kind of hoping someone would send it to me. It's the one by Josh Brown. The guy's a Looney Tunes, but it really illustrates how Looney Tune these guys are, you know. And he's just a microcosm of the big problem. I mean, you look across the board at these guys, you know. Private property is theft was one of the statements that came out of his mouth. Private property is theft. So in other words, if I work my whole life to buy a house, and you guys take over and come in and take it from me, I'm the thief?
Because apparently.
That's what they're talking about. Oh, and if we steal all your money out of your wallet, then I, that's okay, because that money's private property too. So that means that what these guys just don't get, because they haven't got two brain cells to rub together like a couple of nickels, and there's no sparks coming off of the neurons as they touch together at all, because the real deal is that private property is freedom. If you don't understand private property, you don't understand freedom, because who is in charge of all the property if you can't have any? Okay, that's the bottom line. The state becomes God. All right. Mm-hmm. The state tells you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, who to do it with, and where to do it at what time. And so what they don't get is there at the end of the day, they've given all this power, all this everything to a few people in power. You know, the little oligarchy or a dictator steps in sooner or later. And that guy tells everybody what to do.
Yep.
Including them. And if they don't like it, they get lined up against the wall just like everybody else and shot.
So an interview published in NPR earlier this week, author Vicki Oswell defended looting from businesses in the name of social justice and dismissed concerns about rioters attacking essential businesses such as grocery stores and pharmacies. When it comes to small business, family-owned business, or locally owned business, they are no more likely to provide the worker protections. They're no more likely to have good stuff in the community than big businesses, Oswell told NPR. This is literally, oh, well, that they don't do anything special for the community. Let's just burn them to the ground and take all of their items.
Yeah. Okay, and there's a problem with that because, you know, that's freedom. That's, see, these guys, they think, and one of the things that came out of the guy's mouth is that people don't understand that Marxism is the only way to have a civil society and create a utopia for everybody to be equal.
And the people who are behind these things, people like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders literally got kicked out of a commune for not doing enough work.
It's okay, I got it from Melissa, but I don't think it's the right one on Messenger because it's only 15 seconds long. Maybe I can figure that out, but I'll take a look here and see if I've got it.
I'm looking at different ones and stuff.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is the right one. I'm going to forward it. I'll get it. Okay, I'll check it out here. Thanks, Melissa. We appreciate that, and I'll see if I can get it done. But I don't think this one's long enough. It doesn't cover the whole speech, which is...
Look that up real quick. I'll talk about this. So a lot of people are saying that this whole mask thing has gotten to be out of hand within America here, and they're saying that a lot of the people who are stepping out and protesting peacefully against these things are way out of line. Well, I have news for y'all. There are literally riots going on in Germany over the mask thing. In China, here's an article. China has arrested 5,800 people for alleged virus-related crimes, including killing health workers and selling defective equipment. China government is cracking down on what it claims are crimes linked to the coronavirus, which originated in the country late last year. France Press just reported nearly 5,800 people have been arrested in the country for epidemic-related crimes since January. One case involved a shopper who beat another customer to death for not wearing a mask in the supermarket, the outlet reported. Other cases included a person who deliberately mowed down medical workers with a car, and another was arrested for stabbing a health inspector with a dagger when monitoring temperatures. So I hate to break it to you, but this is actually taking place across the entire globe. It turns out people don't like to be told
what to do.
Yeah.
When it doesn't make a difference.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's all a bunch of lies about the mask.
Here you are.
It doesn't work.
Here, look, I got some stuff here. Here's some more lies. Am I set up to play something? All right, cool. I want you to listen to this. This is new information that came in from several of my contacts, you know, Bruce and Bill and a few others. But listen to this, because this puts a whole new light on Fauci. So here we go.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
I'm the developer of linguistic genomics, which was the first platform on which you could determine the intent of communication rather than the literal artifact of communication. But we've also used that technology for a number of other applications in defense and intelligence and finance. And most notably, in the early 2000s, my company was responsible for bringing down what was at the time one of the largest tax frauds in U.S. history. We maintained a series of inquiries into every individual, every organization, and every company that is involved in anything that either blurs the line of biological and chemical weapons or crosses that line in any of 168 countries. In 1999, there were 1 million patents digitized by IBM. And those million patents were the first time human innovation had been put into an electronic digital searchable format. We took that information and we did a very simple exercise using our linguistic genomics technology, where I made the horrific assessment that approximately one-third of all patents filed in the United States were functional forgeries, meaning that while they had linguistic variations, they actually covered the same subject matter. In 1999, patents on coronavirus started showing up.
I'm going to pause that and let's go to a break and come back. This is very interesting information about somebody who tried to patent the coronavirus way back in the day, and it involves our friend Fauci, just coincidentally enough, and we'll see what happens. But
and a few other players with that. Yeah. And with that, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Let go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. But time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm smiling out there. Jeez. All right. So let's go on with this little video. There's about 5 minutes left of it. I want you to hear this. This is really important news because I think it explains a lot of things that are going on. And I'm pretty sure that some people up there that should be prosecuting people have either got this or have heard this. So here we go.
And thus began the rabbit trail.
March 2003.
panic grips Hong Kong as a deadly new virus sweeps through the city.
In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike, and that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable, and in 2003 they sought to patent it. And they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus, and to its detection, and all of the measurement of it. We know that Anthony Fauci, that Ralph Barrett, that the Center for Disease Control, and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow that built the empire around the industrial complex of coronavirus.
The World Health Organization has officially named the novel coronavirus.
The novel coronavirus outbreak.
The coronavirus crisis. The coronavirus is a pandemic.
An international public health emergency.
Well, we know that the coronavirus manipulation started with Dr. Ralph Baric in 1999.
The major characteristics of SARS, MERS, and SARS coronavirus 2, it's a good way for you...
Ralph Baric is the researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who's famous for his chimeric coronavirus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS coronavirus was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. In either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that CDC patent, they had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus.
Wow.
You cannot look at the virus. You cannot measure it. You cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
Developing and owning a coronavirus vaccine has become a biotech arms race with political overtones.
This vaccine gold rush is starting to bother me. Gold rush. Let's keep that in mind.
And so somewhere between 2012 and 2013, something happened. The federal funding for research that was feeding into places like Harvard, Emory, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that funding suddenly became impaired by something that happened at the NIH, where the NIH got this little tiny moment of clarity and said, I think something we're doing is wrong. And in 2013, the NIH said, gain-of-function research on coronavirus should be suspended. The National Institutes of Health had a moral and social and potentially legal reason to object to research. But the letters that were sent to the researchers essentially said, you are receiving notice that we're telling you to stop. And now on the bottom of the page, we're going to clarify what stop means. Yeah. Keep going. But when the heat gets hot in 2014 and 15, what do? You offshore the research. You fund the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do the stuff
that sounds like it's getting a little edgy with respect to its morality and legality. But do you do it straightway? No. You run the money through a series of cover organizations to make it look like you're funding a U.S. operation, which then subcontracts with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The U.S. could say, China did it. China could say, the U.S. did it. And the cool thing is, both of them are almost telling the truth.
Wow.
Nothing to see here. Wow. That clip just explained everything you need to know about what the heck is going on with this virus, the masks, all of it. Why Fauci's pushing it, what they're doing with it, and the whole nine yards.
And how long has it been going on? Since 99?
All the way back when they started in 1999.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody acts like the coronavirus is new. It just started in December.
Yeah.
And this stuff is all stuff you can look up. It's all documented. You know, some of the clips are from Jim Cramer about the gold and the vaccines. I mean, all this stuff is documented. And you know, when we keep talking about the three-letter agencies in the government that are out of control, so I think CDC falls right into that.
Yeah, thank.
Yeah. So.
And come to find out, Fauci and Bill Gates, you know, were roommates in college.
Just a quinky dink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
My favorite was the interview where on NBC you had Bill Gates that was being asked, and he clearly was not expecting to be asked, what about the dangers of the vaccine? So one of the vaccines, what they were saying is that they had a total of 80% of the individuals that got the vaccine had complications.
Right.
And so she asked, what about the efficacy? What about the safety of these vaccines if 80% of the people that are getting this vaccine has a complication to it? And he ums and ums and all the rest of it around it before he goes on to say, well, I leave that to the FDA and to see if they're okay with it. And they watch the safety of these things. And then he goes, it's not like they had any long-term problems. It's just, you know, super painful, with a smile.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, it's just super painful. And it doesn't only just require one shot, but two shots for healthy younger individuals.
Well, you might have to have shots for the rest of your life.
Well, and that's basically what it came down to. The elderly is like, oh, well, it requires two shots. We can't do it in just one shot. It requires two. But for the elderly, it may
take more.
And these guys wouldn't lie, would they?
So if we don't get the reaction we like, we'll just give you more
shots. It's like the flu shot, period. I mean, they tell you when I took the flu shot a long time ago, they said, oh, you won't get sick, blah, blah. I got sicker than I ever did. I got sick right away. I started having lung problems year after year, and then I quit doing the vaccine. This is 10 years ago, and all of a sudden I started getting magically better every year. I started working on my immune system and actually staying, trying to get in better shape and losing some weight, you know. And I felt a lot better than when I was taking the vaccine. So now you're going to let these guys, the same guys, be in charge of injecting you with something that has baby parts in it, mercury, you know, all kinds of stuff that is good for you probably. You know, we know over at Planned Parenthood, they're cutting up live babies and selling them for different things. And that, who knows what's in your vaccine.
Well, just after that clip, and you're going to believe somebody like Dr. Fauci?
Right.
You know, yeah, no problem. Oh, he says it's a good thing that I need to do it.
We got about 3 minutes to the top of the hour. We're going to wait and go after the top of the hour. Then we're going to come back with this clip with the communist guy in Shasta County here that just should have made the Board of Supervisors eyes roll back in their head.
Yeah, but with everything we're talking about, why would you trust anybody up there saying that you need to do this, whether it's the mess, the vaccines, or whatever? I mean, hello?
And you know something? You know, everybody out there has to look at Trump at this point and go, why is everybody in the government attacking him? Why are all the Democrats attacking him? Why is there a communist takeover trying to happen? Why do all these guys lie and that work in all these three-letter agencies? Why did they try to get rid of him? You know, when I look at somebody and I look at their enemies, that tells me a little bit of who they are as well. And they're trying anything they possibly can to get rid of this guy, because I think on the next sweep of the swamp, it's going to get ugly, and these guys all know it. Pelosi knows it, Schumer knows it, the whole poop crew. And Fauci, Gates, I mean, where do you stop? The guys that are complicit at CNS, NBC, MSLSD, MSDNC, I don't know.
Well, my thoughts on this, too, I was seriously considering this and thinking on this. When the media automatically comes out, like in the case that we just saw, where they say and they claim that for no reason whatsoever, a black man was shot 7 times in the back in front of his kids, and they portray it that way without having the facts, without having the investigation results, without anything else to it, they're inciting riots at that point. And to say anything else is a lie.
Well,
we all know that's the rally call that they're all waiting for to say, okay, let's go burn a city.
You have to see this as a whole. It's all being constructed by the same people for the same reasons. And
it has been for a long time. And with that, they're going to cut us up. We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Silver Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The president gets a first-hand look at damage from that big Gulf storm.
President Trump spent Saturday looking at damage from Hurricane Laura.
I'm here to support the great people of Louisiana.
First stop for President Donald Trump was Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Already met some people that have been absolutely devastated. This was a tremendously powerful storm.
His visit to both Louisiana and Texas comes 2 days after the Category 4 storm slammed the Gulf Coast, leaving at least 14 dead. Hundreds of thousands still remain without power or water, and it could be that way for weeks or months. I'm Shelley Adler.
One person was fatally shot last night in Portland, Oregon, as Black Lives Matter protesters and people from a large caravan supporting President Trump clashed in the streets. It wasn't clear if the shooting was linked to fights that broke out as the caravan of about 600 vehicles were confronted by the protesters in the city's downtown area. California lawmakers are setting up a task force to study and make recommendations for reparations to African Americans.
By a bipartisan vote Saturday, the state Senate said yes to creating a 9-member commission to undertake the task that will focus particularly on the descendants of slaves. The measure now returns to the Assembly for final consideration. It would require the task force to study the impact of slavery in California and recommend to the legislature by July 2023 the form of compensation that should be awarded, how it should be awarded, and who should be eligible for compensation. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases globally is now above 25 million. That's according to a running tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the count with 5.9 million cases, followed by Brazil, just a little less than 4. India has 3.5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Not having identity theft protection is like fumbling around in the dark.
Where's that light switch?
Ow! Even if you monitor your credit and bank statements, you could be blind to other identity threats.
Oh, that sounded expensive.
With breaches on the rise and your info in so many places, cybercriminals could use your info to steal your identity.
Yuck!
And sell it on the dark web or open loans in your name.
Is someone there?
That's why LifeLock helps detect and alert you to hard-to-see dangers. If there's a problem, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you don't have to stay in the dark.
Oh, there's the light switch.
Get up to 25% off your first year with promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's 25% off using code SMART at LifeLock.com.
A businesswoman has been charged in a covert effort to lobby the Trump administration to drop a probe into funds pilfered from a Malaysian wealth fund.
Federal prosecutors say Nikki Lum Davis also arranged for the return of a Chinese dissident living in the U.S. Prosecutors say Davis failed to disclose to the federal government that the lobbying effort was done on behalf of a fugitive Malaysian financier who has been charged in the United States with conspiring to launder billions of dollars from the fund. The Foreign Agents Registration Act requires individuals who are enlisted by foreign entities to lobby the U.S. government to register that work with the Justice Department. Jeremy House reporting.
A commuter bus slammed into a divider at New York City's main bus terminal yesterday, injuring at least 16 people. The New Jersey Transit bus crashed Saturday morning on an upper ramp at the Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan, tossing passengers around and causing major damage. News and analysis at townhall.com. An Ecuadorian couple has been certified as the oldest married pair on Earth.
Julio Moro slipped away from his parents to secretly marry Waldramina Quinteros on February 7, 1941. 79 years later, they're still together. He's now 110, she is 104. They are both lucid and in good health. There are longer marriages, but at the moment, no others between people that old, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. They married at the first church built by the Spanish in Quito. Both Julio and Waldramina are retired teachers. They have four surviving children, 11 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Keith Peters reporting.
Jimmy Johnson's final season as a full-time stock car driver will end without another title. The seven-time NASCAR champion missed the playoffs in the Cup Series regular season finale yesterday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, seems like there's a few people who want to rule the world anyway.
Okay. Only a few? There's a lot of bad people that's been at it for a while.
I just want to be left alone and go fishing. I mean,
I just want to be left alone and do what and live and not have to just...
Well, those days are over, sweetheart. So.
I'm just saying. I mean, really?
Now,
but
I wanna,
we got a couple callers coming in, so
we could do the callers, and then I want to wrap this all up into one big bow package that kind of puts this all in perspective and shows how these are all related to the same thing. This is all about
evil.
A takeover.
Evil.
You know, you've got. Well, this is about a worldwide global takeover, and that's what they're using the virus for. I mean, they're starting to have huge riots in Germany, huge riots in England, because they're tired of the lockdowns, they're tired of the masks. Everybody with a thinking brain is realizing these masks don't save anybody from anything. It's more of a bend the knee deal, so that you can say, yes, my liege,
yes.
I will do. I'll, you know, if
under control.
If they tell you to go out there in the middle of the street and spin on your head. You know, are you going to do it? I mean, that's what we're really talking about. With that said, let's...
Well, go to Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. I just finished talking to my mom in Spain, and she's 97. Mm-hmm. They're walking in the street in a tiny little town. She's in the summer home. And in a tiny little town that has three streets, and they're going with a mask. I said, are you out of your mind? Oh, no, the police comes and makes us put it on. Okay. I know that you can, that you know who Yuri Bezmenov is, but nobody else seems to know. And I think this is really well explained by him. If they go to YouTube and put his name on and watch the video of his interview, he's talking what communism is. And when somebody told me to watch it, I nearly fell off my chair. I'm going, it's here.
Yes. Absolutely. No question about it. Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows who it is. If you could just put it out there and tell people to watch that, and it's, you know.
Is there any particular video that you're talking about?
What was the name you said?
Yuri Bezmenov.
Bez.
Bezmenov with the B-E-Z-M.
Yeah, okay, I got it. All right.
Oh, I think I've seen that one.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this one. This is old stuff. This is
old stuff. Yeah, it's he's old.
It's he's an ex-KBG, a former KGB agent that came out and said, this is what's going on, guys.
He was a spy that got away from India because he said he was killing the people there.
Right.
And he said he couldn't go to the embassy of the United States to get help because he was working with the CIA. And he was going to be killed next day if he went there.
Well, the point of this whole thing is everybody needs to get involved. Everybody needs to get involved. Locally, statewide, federally, but locally, most importantly, to get control of the guys in your area so that you can start, taking care of business here because, you can play ostrich all you want out there. You know, if you stick your head in the sand, it's nice and comfortable and moist and warm and you feel good until the lion eats you. But the lion's going to eat you unless you pull your head out of the sand and start running, and that's what you have to do. You have to get action going.
Well, we can't change anything unless we start at the local level, really.
Right.
And then we can work our way up.
Nobody seems to know. I mean, I just, when I saw this, I'm going, oh, my God, it's here.
Yes.
This is what has been happening for generations.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're starting,
they don't get it.
They're starting to wake up more and more than you think, just because you don't hear it on KCNR or KCR, whatever it is.
KRCR.
Channel 7. Doesn't mean it's not going. I talked to a young lady the other day, and she said, have you read the book None Dare Call It Treason by Gary Allen? And I said, wow, that was the book that got me going in 1982.
Oh, my goodness.
And so people are waking up. They're starting to wake up in droves, and you're seeing more and more of them because human nature is that if I feel no pain, I don't care. But people are starting to feel the pain. And there's, the old four P's, pain, pleasure, profit, and so forth. And if you understand that these are what motivates people and gets them involved in different things, if they're feeling the pain of their children not being able to eat, they get involved in stuff. And so that's what it's taking, and that's unfortunately human nature. But it's a good thing at this point because now people are waking up.
And we have no way of knowing how many people are waking up because they're certainly making it very difficult for us to know the numbers the masses that are coming together.
All you got to do is look at a few places like the boat rally for Trump where there's 3,000 boats in the river.
Right.
And it's all over. He wouldn't have got elected the last time. I think he's going to win in a bigger landslide than this time. The guy that predicted the last 25
if we have
elections,
an honest election.
Said he's got a 91% chance of winning. We're going to win this, I think, unless they figure out a way to cheat out of it. But I think these guys are desperate because they're losing control. They're losing their stranglehold, and I think we're going to win this. And this could be the beginning of the age of Aquarius, if you will. And I think we got a lot of hope to hope for, but. You can't sit back and wonder what's happening. There's three kinds of people. People who watch things happen, people who make things happen, and people who wonder what happened. And you need to be one of the people that make things happen.
I think Joe Biden's the person that wonders what happens.
I don't think he can think.
Right.
Now, after seeing the Republican National Convention, he said, just wait till we have ours. It's going to be great.
I think his new slogan should be, I'm a cantaloupe.
I don't know. I don't know just what I call every day to my mom. And like I said, that little town is under a mountain. The mountain is right in front of you. In the fresh air, 26 miles away from Barcelona. Then they have the summer home there. And she goes there. They have to wear a mask in the street?
Right.
In the three streets?
Yeah. Wow. We got to move along, Marie.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
I think what we've got to do is Joe should be the man formerly, the cantaloupe formerly known as Joe. Just saying.
He's not going to make it no matter what,
He's a dead man anyway. Even if he gets elected, he's gone in 2 months. And then, Kamala Harris isn't eligible because of her birth. Parents weren't citizens, and now it's going to be Nancy Pelosi president. So
that's a scary thought.
That's a problem. So what I want to do is I want to get back to this clip for the Board of Supervisors, and I want to play this because this is important, because this guy was at the Board of Supervisors. He's obviously a nut, and if this didn't scare the Board of Supervisors into, wow, people actually believe that, then they need some re-education themselves. So here we go. And this is a Board of Supervisors meeting. This is the first speaker, Joshua Brown. Hold on. I got let me try that again.
Hi, my name is Joshua Brown, and I had to say something because I've been watching the buffoons that have been addressing you recently, and I just wanted to let you know that they don't speak for everyone in Shasta County. That man whose speech went internationally comes to mind. That was a Hitlerian speech. Calls for bourgeoisie, individualist revolutions are Hitlerian. You know, even the blind to see that moron's dead wrong. His service in the fascist U.S. military does not impress me. Death to America. His being a business owner doesn't impress me either. He fucking exploits people for a living. To him and to that lady who said, make Shasta County a sanctuary for businesses. Private property is theft. He says the coronavirus is not that deadly. I don't want one death. I don't want one case. Yes, it is possible. North Korea did it. Vietnam did it. China got it down to 11. Cuba just about did it. We're trying to save lives here. So these ignorant-ass honkies can take their asses to Europe and spread their diseases there. I'm going to quote a comrade of mine, former Black Panther George Jackson, who said accurately, Europeans do not possess the qualities of rational thought, generosity, and magnanimity necessary to be a part of the human race, part of the system. They can't understand that from each according to his ability to each according to his needs, a Karl Marx quote, is the only way men can live together without chaos. So this man can call it Republican country all he wants. No fascist-minded people are going to kill me. Y'all understand? I'm a 16-year-old, and I'm telling him to grow the fuck up. Don't reopen.
Wow.
Now, that was at the Board of Supervisors meeting.
And we had no idea that we needed to.
I forgot about it.
I hadn't listened to it. But anyway, this guy was 16?
Well, that's what's coming out of the schools. But he has the same philosophy as the guys that are out there for Black Lives Matter, being run by the same communist infiltrators that have been teaching these guys this tripe garbage crap that has no basis in reality other than the guys at the top take over and kill everybody at the end of the day.
Yeah, and we go back to the school system like we were talking earlier, their platforms and what they're introducing to the children.
Yep.
Well, and that's a good example of it.
All right,
look what that turned out.
Here's really what it comes down to. Since the 1930s, the school system has been breached. After that, you end up going and you see that you have complicit Democrats and some Republicans which have stepped up to the plate and started in on their socialist agendas in the 1950s and 1960s, where we got a lot of our welfare programs and welfare states that trap people into a system. Moving on from that, you see that they continued to grow. It's one of the main reasons why the Democrats love FDR so much is because he put a lot of these things into place, which now are starting to collapse and we're seeing are inadequate wholly, and it's actually making the system worse. And you move on from there, and now we have generations of kids and a lot of young adults that are thinking that socialism is great, capitalism is racist, mm-hmm. and it's just in the last 4 years they've finally come out and started saying what they've been thinking the whole time, and now you're seeing it on one side and the other. Basically, you have one side that says, I'm not giving up my freedoms, I'm not giving up my rights. The founders set up this country based upon the idea that our rights predate government. You can't take those rights away. They don't exist within government. And you have one group that says you don't have any rights. In fact, your rights are racist. So you have the school system that has been teaching that. You have Black Lives Matter, which was set up in part by Bill Clinton, basically. And he let out this Susan Rosenberg lady, who's a convicted terrorist. Another person who's a mentor to Black Lives Matter was, I think his name is Eric something or other. He was a part of the Weather Underground, who was her mentor. And you have these people that literally did bombings on police vehicles, bombing on cars.
Here's the thing I posted on Susan Rosenberg. She sits on the board of directors for the fundraising arm of Black Lives Matter. She was convicted of 1983 bombing of the United States Capitol Building, United States Naval War College, the New York Patrolman's Benevolent Association. She was released from prison after serving 16 years of her 58-year prison sentence when Bill Clinton commuted her sentence on his last day in office.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so then you go and you start looking at what's taking place at other places like George Soros and the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, everybody needs to know who these people are. The World Economic Forum is literally the world leaders around us who want to see the downfall of every system except for socialism, and they are trying to move us to a system called progressive capitalism. It is not conspiracy theory when you can literally go to their page and look it up on what they're doing for their Davos meeting in 2021.
Yeah. And that's coming up this January 2021.
Do we need to go to
It's titled The Great Reset. We have authors who are on the page, George Soros. You have presidents of countries. You have the top three people who are running this whole thing are known communists, known socialists, and it's gotten to be at a point where it's just crazy and insane.
I know we need to go to a break, but she's on the phone right now.
Oh.
And go ahead. I guess we could go ahead. She's moving and shaking in there.
Yeah.
So with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Look at these people, amazing how sheeple show up for the slaughter. No one condemning you, lined up like lemmings you led to the water. Why can't they see what I see? Why can't they hear the lies? Maybe the fee's too pricey for them to realize your disguise is slipping. I think you're slipping. Now that your savior is still as...
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993 and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
I got mixed feelings about that song.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think David wanted to go to something, and we do have a caller. So, Melissa, hang on.
Melissa will be right with you. In regards to the last point and what I was saying, Eric Mann was the mentor for callers for over a decade. Now, Patrice Cullors was the protege of a communist-supporting domestic terrorist for over a decade, organizing and a member of the radical, Eric Mann was an organizer and a member of the radical left militant group Students for Democratic Society and Weather Underground, which bombed government buildings and police stations in the 1960s and 70s. Now we see the BLM movement literally using quick cement to trap police officers inside police stations and trying to burn it down with them inside.
And this is the one also where that we were talking during the break, where they cemented the exits and stuff so that they couldn't get out, so that they would burn in the building.
Yeah, and this is the world we're in right now. In fact, right here, we have another instance. BLM leader calls for outright violence against police, ready to put these police in the effing ground. Aside from that, we have the Chicago's teacher union blasted for completely supporting guillotine protest outside of Jeff Bezos.
Whatever.
Coffee or whiskey. I'm not sure which one.
It's Bezos.
Bozos? Okay.
Bozos?
Let's go. Let's take Melissa.
You want to get to Melissa? Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. What can we do for you?
So I wanted to call in because I'm a mom that pulled my child from, they're at a charter, and I'm homeschooling them because I don't want to, you know, want them to conform to the mask mandate. But something I want people to understand, listeners and parents here, like within Shasta County, I mean, and that in within the whole country, really, is when you're sending your kids back to school, they need to remain vigilant about what they're listening to and what they're being taught, because the BLM ideology is being taught to our elementary school children. If you go on to like Instagram and go hashtag expose BLM, there's a lot of people posting about exposing them, because, and what they're doing is fathers are finding the curriculum that they're teaching their children in elementary age school children about accepting everybody for the color of their skin. I mean, just the whole ideology is starting at the elementary level. And if you really want to brainwash the future, like, that's where they start. And with the media, I want to touch on the media as well for the older children, because I have a 17-year-old who's in high school. And I go on Snapchat sometimes to go look at their stories. And it's disgusting. I think Daily Mail is a big contributor there on Snapchat, and it's all about Black Lives Matter. They're twisting the story about Kyle Rittenhouse and how he's a white supremacist. So I just say, remain vigilant about what your children are being taught. It sucks that many parents don't have the opportunity to homeschool their children because they have to go to work. But I feel like this movement of removing our children from the system is actually a good thing, because many parents are waking up and they're realizing that the school system may be our enemy.
Yeah, well, it absolutely is. And in fact, if you're a parent who wants to see more of this, Glenn Beck just did a video and he posted it without the normal wait time on his YouTube channel, because it's that important that parents see these materials which are being taught. And within California, the California teachers, and it is being taught in California right now as we speak, the white fragility stuff is being taught to our kids. The stuff to where if you are white, you are born a racist. You can't get away from it. You're automatically racist. You're telling this to a child. You're telling him that he is automatically racist and there's nothing he can do about that.
But
you're creating racism. It's the battered wife effect when you do that to a kid.
But on Snapchat and all that, that isn't run by the educational system, is it?
No, and in fact, a lot of these systems, they're run and organized by the same individuals. You mentioned Instagram. Instagram is now owned by Facebook, and Facebook has been taking down a vast majority of the information that gets put out there from conservatives. I've had my own videos on both Facebook and otherwise taken down to where they won't even post. They won't even show. I've had to route my computer to an IP address in Russia, route my servers to an IP address in Russia so I can get out my information.
Well, my point is, go back to the parents being involved with their kids, because they need to be monitoring these things, not only the education, in my opinion. You know, so many parents before weren't involved in what their kids were doing on their phones or their computer or anything. They just let them go.
And as a parent, you really do. You need to make a choice of what is the most important to you, and I've made that choice for myself. I am fortunate to be a self-employed individual, and I'm able to provide for my family, and my wife is able to stay home and homeschool our kids and do that. But when faced with having the seeds of Hitler Youth in your home, and what he did with them. Back in the old days, it used to be that the parents wouldn't speak around their children because their children would report them for being against the Nazi regime. And this is what we're seeing right now. We're seeing a regime that's taking over in our country. And what we're seeing right now is BLM is, honestly, it is. It's the new Klan.
Wow.
Scary stuff.
It is scary stuff.
And people just need to be involved, parents and the children, and social media. You have to watch what's going on. I'm sorry. You know, everybody.
Well, it's much more difficult than to do that with your kids because you can't watch them every minute with a device. We put locks on ours, you know, and that's the problem is that, you know, I think the only real answer is talking to them and giving them the other side of the story constantly. And I talked to Ethan the other day, my 14-year-old, and basically told him the other side of the story. And he says, you know, that really puts it in perspective because if they only get one side of the story, you know, it's one thing. But if you start talking to them and explaining things and why it's this way, then the light comes on. They say, oh, I never thought of it that way. And that's about the best you can do because they're going to get bombarded with this stuff. So all you got to do is expose the other side and show them the truth. And the truth is going to wake them up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But parents or people have to get involved with the kids.
Sure. And you have
because up to this point, I'm sorry, most parents and stuff – would just let their kids go to school and everything. We weren't involved.
Difficult.
Like, well, I know it's difficult.
This is what we see. At the beginning of this pandemic, I can't tell you how many posts I saw of parents saying, I can't wait to get these kids back in school so they're out of my head.
Right.
And it's just this government nanny mentality. And you send your kids off, and I kid you not, the teachers are telling your kids that your mommy and daddy are stupid. They don't know what they're talking
about.
They're bad
people.
And they're racist, so you can't listen to what they say.
So when this country started, the business of America was business.
Mm-hmm.
And the old saying, mind your own
business.
Was a big deal because when you had your own business, you weren't being controlled by anyone, your employer. You weren't indentured servitude to anybody. The reason that they want everybody to be an employee in California, AB 5, is because then what happens is you have
they're in control of you.
They're in control of you. That's why I keep telling everybody, no matter what, start your own business. It doesn't matter whether you're working a job or not. Get going on a business on the side. Learn how it works. Even if you only spend a few hours a week at it, you'll get some tax advantages. You might learn how to become self-reliant. And at some point, you might be able to break free of the chains because working for somebody for 40 hours a week takes all your time up. And if you're a single mother with a single parent with a couple of kids, it's impossible almost for you to be able to do it all.
Yep.
So you have to figure out other things on how to get yourself out of that that vicious circle. And this is what they want. They want you in that vicious circle.
And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
This just came in minutes ago. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Shock report. This week, CDC quietly updated the COVID-19 numbers. Only 9,210 Americans died from COVID-19 alone. The rest had different other serious illnesses. Now, that is 6%, according
6%, yeah.
Of the total. Which is, how much do the people die of every year from just the plain flu, Dave?
Right around 60,000 a year.
So these guys have been lying through their teeth, and this proves the whole mask thing is a complete hoax. This whole thing is a complete hoax.
Yeah.
When you analyze everything, and you're still out there running around in the mask, you're being chumped big time.
Okay, so let's look at this for a minute. You're telling me that George Floyd didn't die from COVID? He had it in the system. He was marked as a COVID death. You're telling me that the guy was hit on a motorcycle and crushed by a semi truck? He didn't die from COVID. He had COVID in his system.
Yeah, I hate to break the news to you.
So here's the thing. You have less than 10,000 people in this country that have died from COVID. That is a tragedy. However, you also have more than 100,000 small businesses that have permanently closed due to coronavirus. You had our nation literally lose 10% of its money in the last 90 days. Now it's actually closer to about 15%. So if you have $100, your money is worth $85 right now in buying power because of this. We have watched our economy literally collapse and fall down to nothing.
Well,
over 9,000.
Yeah, I wonder how many people have actually, like, starved to death, you know.
How many suicides have we
exactly
had?
Exactly.
How many people?
Compared to the 9,000, you know.
According to the coronavirus shutdowns, that over 10,000 children alone are dying from starvation because of the necessity of shutting down.
Well,
yeah.
The cure is worse than the disease, and I've been saying it all along. Are we going to commit economic suicide for a disease that really isn't as bad as they want us to believe it is?
Well, and let's look at a historical principle of what we did as Americans back in the day. When polio was ravaging people, when you literally had adults that were going out in the fields getting this disease, either dying from it or becoming paralyzed, when they were watching their children become paralyzed or dying from polio, we didn't shut down. We kept working, and we worked on a vaccine.
Because it's stupid to stop working. It's like saying, I'm going to stop eating because I don't feel good for the rest of my life.
Yeah. What do you come back to?
Right.
The numbers are in, and we're looking at it right now, of a total collapse. We've spent on these bills more than 90 years of money on these bills that we've already pushed through.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that's going to cause a reset economically, because you can't keep printing money out of thin air, and you got the Fed wanting to go digital and all this stuff, and pretty soon it'll just be air bucks, and your money won't be worth anything, and you'll have a problem. With that, I want to play this clip.
We do have a caller.
We do have a caller?
We do have a caller. Maybe we should go to her first and then come back with the clip?
Okay, because it's a short clip, and I want to play it because it indicates who's in charge of California.
Okay. Good morning, Roberta.
Okay, quickly.
Okay, go.
So many of my senior friends are complaining that they don't know how to get your program. Yes, some of them don't have radios anymore, but what they want is, how did they get you on the computer? So if you could please mention that every once in a while,
not
it would
problem.
Be a big help.
All they got to do is go to 1460.com.
Yeah. KCNR1460.com. Go to that and then open up the chat room. And there's also a button there that says Listen Live. And
or if they want to listen to past shows, just go to, what is it, Lineups
so
and Archives.
What I tell, that's exactly what I tell them, but I can't tell other people that don't ask me. So that's why I'm mentioning it.
Well,
my
thank you.
My second thing is, I found a parrot. I'm behind Manzanita School. So if anybody listening knows of someone who has lost a parrot, please call me. Can I give my phone number?
Sure, if you want to.
246-1451 for the 51st state of Jefferson.
All right. Thanks, Roberta, for calling in. We appreciate it. And we will thank you for bringing it to our attention, to maybe mention it a little bit more where people can go to get.
All right, so I want to go to this clip, and I still want to play the clip from Carlos Zapata. I don't know if we played it last week. I think we did.
I know.
But I want to play it again.
Yeah,
I want to play it again, but I want to play this first, because this is the guy that's in charge of our state. Okay, this is the guy that's saying, everybody wear the mask, slow the spread. COVID-19 is going to be with us for a long time.
He's not a guy. I'm not sure what he is.
Okay.
He's not a guy.
But we need to adapt, okay? This is the guy. So they're spreading this garbage to say that everybody needs to stick with this, and you have to realize they're liars and they have an agenda. When you wrap it all up together, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I don't have to if I see a bunch of trees planted in a row, I don't have to know that somebody did it by design. And if someone is pissing down my back, you don't have to keep telling me it's raining for me to figure it out. Okay? So, with this, here is our esteemed Governor Gruesome Newsom Malini. Hold on. I gotta get the sound up. I had my speakers numbed. Okay, numbed.
Yeah, what have you been doing over there that your speakers are numb?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here we go.
Newsom is in hot water again over accusations that he's covering up massive deficits in the state's budget. That's according to One America's Pearson Sharp.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is coming under fire over accusations he's grossly mismanaging the state's budget. In July, Newsom was caught lying about the budget, claiming it was balanced, when it was actually operating at a multi-billion-dollar deficit. Going into 2021, Newsom's spending is set to run $20 billion over the state's revenue, with a significant portion of that funding coming directly out of emergency reserves. Now, Newsom's justification is that he's going to use a series of massive loans to cover the debt.
Oh, he's not going to raise our taxes, is he?
Even if it's not due today, the debt will still come due down the road, leaving California in a much worse position. Meanwhile, in June, the governor attempted to close up a $54 billion deficit by raising taxes on businesses and delaying payments to schools. He also decided to save by cutting billions from services and worker salaries.
Stop the tape! While in the same time, giving free health care to illegal aliens, giving them, you know, licenses, you know, while he's denying schools, and then, you know, the Paradise people not getting their money because, you know, they don't have any money to help them with the fire that happened up there because they're giving it to illegal aliens, and he's over. Come on. At what point in time are we just going to stand up and say, no, we're not sending any money your way? Okay, let's roll.
And he's taking a cut, right?
Here we go.
As well as cutting $250 million from housing programs. This follows Newsom's announcement Monday that California just can't afford President Trump's expansion of unemployment benefits, despite Newsom recently saying California was doing better than ever. In addition to all this, Democrats in the California legislature are now proposing a $100 billion economic stimulus plan. Vague on details about where the money is coming from.
Yeah, vague on details on where the money's coming from, but we're just going to keep spending money that we don't have because we're already running a deficit, and we can't print money, so we've got to go to the federal government to either borrow it, steal it, or something, or steal it from you by raising your taxes. Yeah, so here we go. Keep going. If this doesn't make you mad, then I'm sorry, I can't help you.
From Democrats insist they'll somehow get the money from the federal government. Which is ironic, since Newsom declared California was its own nation state back in April, claiming independence from the federal government. Apparently, he only meant until he needs federal funding. Democrats say they won't be raising taxes, which suggests their plan is to add even more crippling debt to the state's already overburdened budget. And on top of piling on that massive new debt, Newsom and other Democrats are refusing to cut back on any of the wasteful spending across the state, including tens of billions of dollars going to illegal aliens every year. For these reasons and more, Californians say they've had enough of Gavin Newsom's disastrous leadership and are calling for him to be removed from office. Now, a petition is circulating to do exactly that. Organizers of Recall Gavin 2020 say anyone interested in taking back their state should visit www.recallgavin2020.com, where they can download and sign a copy of the petition. California's extreme leftism affects the entire country, and organizers say the best way to stop it from spreading is to stop it from getting started in the first place. Pearson Sharp, One American News.
Wow.
Now, if that doesn't make your blood boil after everything we've talked about today.
Let's see, where's he going to get the money? He's going to get a loan, but he's not going to cut spending, and he's going to keep giving to the illegals. And now he wants the federal government's help.
Well, and what happens, what happens, folks, when you run into a deficit? What does a deficit actually mean?
That means you go you're
go
spending,
broke.
No, you're spending more than you're bringing in. That's all. That's a
you
deficit.
You go broke.
Okay. At some point, you call it bankruptcy. Yeah.
So, explain to me again how do loans work? Do you have to pay those back or no?
Depends on whether
it depends on who you are.
Depends on where you're getting the loans from. It depends on who you are. If you're one of the friends of the Fed, yeah, you get interest free loans forever. And the only downside is that inflate your currency.
You sell your soul.
You know, most people don't understand inflation isn't just prices going up. It's a theft tax. It's a hidden tax that steals your savings, and you have to understand that. If I have $100,000 in the bank, and we print $1 trillion, your $100,000 is only worth $10,000 now, and they just stole your money right out from under you in a stealth tax, because whoever spends the money first that's counterfeited gets the full benefit while everybody else gets the watered down version.
Oh, no. The Federal Reserve has just been printing all this money, and they say there's not going to be any hyperinflation because the money's never going to actually reach the American people.
Oh.
Is that how that works? With that, we got to go to a break. We've got a couple callers on the line. We will get to them on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink of the wine. Yes, he always had some mighty fine wine. Sing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. If I were the king of the world, I'd tell you what I'd do. Go with the cards and the bars and the war, make sweet love to you. Sing it now, joy.
Wow. Well, that goes out to you Pepe fans out there. Pepe the Bullfrog. You know, it's interesting that they pulled the Carlos Zapata YouTube. Mm-hmm. It violated the terms of service, interestingly enough. I have another way to play it, I think, here. And I got to say that Raleigh Sally made the Need to Know News along with a couple other people that were at the Board of Supervisors meeting. So it's going viral there, guys. We got Hermit Strawman and Raleigh Sally on the Need to Know News by G. Edward Griffin. If you go there to G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, you find the article, you'll see yourselves.
Okay, we have two callers.
Oh, do we?
We do. We have Wynn first. So okay. Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Fun never
what
stops.
What do you got?
Hey, well, I forgot to mention in the show earlier, but I just wanted to let everybody know I have good information that next weekend, next Saturday, the 5th of September, there's going to be a boat parade, you know, a Trump boat parade here in River City. It's
going
to be up on Shasta Lake.
Awesome.
Out by the Pitt River Bridge.
Nice.
So I just wanted to share that with all the boaters out there and people that aren't. Maybe you rent one or whatever and go out and have your very own Shasta County boat parade in support of Mr. Trump.
Where do you find out about that information on date and time?
Well, it's 12. The parade itself will run from 12 to 4. And this is all shared verbally with me by a couple people that are reliable sources. There's as far as I know, there's nothing out there in print anywhere, but there very well could be, but I'm not aware of it.
Well, we'll try to get something posted on Facebook if we can get somebody to put something up.
And this is next Saturday, the 5th, September 5th.
Correct. Yes.
Cool.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks for letting us know that.
All right.
All right. We appreciate it. And with that, we'll go to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey,
hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Reporting semi-live, just have been live at Lumberjacks in Redding, California, where people are ripping off their masks in the parking lot, thanks to you guys giving us that news that there are only 9,000, as tragic as they may be, deaths, and not the
161,000.
177,000 is what they were reporting.
It was hilarious seeing people just pulling their masks off. That place is packed. More power to them. stay open restaurants, and there were some people there from the Bay Area, and even there fit to be tied with Newsom lying, and these people lying to us the whole time. I didn't get a chance to hear what Wynn had to say. I hope I'm not duplicating what he was saying.
Nope.
But, oh, good. Okay, because I'm telling you, you guys, thank you for saying that. It's been substantiated by a lot of people that were in the parking lot there. They were all saying, yeah, we heard that on the news. So, I mean, can you imagine this whole thing has been a hoax?
It's complete BS. God.
They lied. They lied.
Unbelievable.
I'm losing it.
And you got...
All right, guys.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for letting us know. And you appreciate that.
And you got Governor Gavin Mussolini up there saying COVID-19 is going to be with us for a long time. Are you freaking kidding me? This guy is a clown show from the word go. Cirque du Soleil needs to, you know, give him a contract, maybe the big top somebody. But
maybe him and Nancy should drink the Kool-Aid some more.
I think they've been drinking a lot of stuff, but I'm pretty sure it ain't the Kool-Aid, you know, unless they're spiking it with some Jack Daniels or something. Wow. So they took Carlos Zapata off of YouTube because it violated the terms of service. But I think I've got it right here. So I want to play it real quick. We got 4 minutes left. I don't know. We might have to save it for next week. I don't know if we have time. Yeah, I think we're going to save it.
Well, it should be about three.
Okay.
A little over 3 minutes, so we should be good.
All right.
Go.
Here we go. Let's see.
This week I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. This is absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs. You can sit here and you're going to get paid. You can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there. Okay? And I'm telling you right now that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer. Okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you, good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears. You absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you see the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're a part of it while wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here.
That's all I got of it. But I think it's enough.
Yeah.
After today's show... After all the information we got to everybody out there, you should be playing this for your friends and say, investigate this stuff. Don't believe us. Think for yourself. Do your own investigation. Do your own homework on this stuff. Everything that we're talking about is verifiable. You can look it up yourself. You don't have to believe us, but you should be telling everybody you know about this because this is what he just said. The biggest hoax that's been perpetrated on the American people in the history of America. And if you're not a little bit mad about it, I mean, I don't know if you can tell about the sound of my voice, but I'm getting a little bit freaking upset about it.
Yeah, well, people need to understand. You literally have a government that is forcing people into slavery by what they're doing. This is shutting down businesses. Over 2% of small businesses have closed in this country already, and that's low estimates. That's over 100,000 businesses, people that have built something from the ground up, in many cases, have had it going for the past 15, 20 years. And they're gone.
Yeah. Those folks, they probably won't come back. Yeah.
They won't. They said they're permanently closed.
Well, you know, the clown show that is the Democratic Party at the federal, state, and local level is going to turn into a different kind of show, and they're not going to like the kind of show that we're going to put on for them. And it's not going to be a play. It's going to be a real deal.
And look at what's taking place. You cannot take people's rights and take their property and deprive them what they have in this country. That is not the American way. That's in violation of the Constitution.
Everything they're doing, everything at every level is freaking illegal. They're violating the Constitution. They're violating the law, state, local, and federal. They're violating our rights, and they're putting us. This is an experiment to see how much we'll put up with it. Thinking we're going to get to the end of the experiment here pretty soon, and the test tubes are going to be expanding into something other than test tubes. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I'm so freaking mad.
We're at the end of the show, guys. Sorry. It's top of the hour. Wow. 2 hours is gone. We have to pick it up next week. Same time, same station.
All I have to say is, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1450 AM and 96.5 FM. See y'all next week.
I am just a simple man, working with my hands. Oh, believe me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.